In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD, Mike Bishop. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Mike, you're from Brooklyn, but you found your way into the Hudson Valley years ago. How did you do that?
Well, I had bought a house up near the Greenville area.
Greenville, Orange County?
That's what we ended up buying up there, and it was nice. You know, it's country-ish. It's a lot different than the city.
That it is. I hear that a lot from people. They just want to get out of the city, see some trees once in a while.
Yeah.
Now, it was during that time that you were in the New York City Fire Department, right?
Yeah, I had got on N-79. My dad was on a job, so he was actually chief of department in 1990, so I followed in his footsteps.
Was it kind of required of his son to be a fireman, or did he fight you on that? Sometimes that happens,
actually,
too.
No, actually, he mentioned it. Before then, I was actually driving a bus for New York City, and the test came up. He said, why don't you give it a shot? And I got called, and at that point, I said, you know what? Let's see what it's like to be a fireman, and I actually enjoyed the 20 years I had on the job.
You've had some iconic jobs, I guess, in New York City. You said you were a bus driver, right?
Yeah, bus driver.
In the fire department? Did you ever work for the sanitation department? Because that would have been the holy trinity.
Well, the idea was I took every city test I could possibly take, being that they had good benefits, and I got called for, let's see, bus driver, trackman, sanitation. Yeah, but when fire department came up, I said, you know, Dad liked it, so let me give it a shot.
Sure, you took every test, and you made your dad happy.
Yeah, he was thrilled.
We'll get to your music in a moment, and we'll hear your song First in Line. What was it like being in the fire department for so long?
It was the 20-year stint that you could do, you know, you could do, and then if you had the inclination, you could retire. At that point, I was training inventions to sell the fire, police, and military, and I decided to get out at that point because it was getting a little bit too busy.
What is your invention that you came up with?
Well, it's called the Power Jam. It's a forcible entry training device. It actually attaches to a door, and the idea was to be able to teach over and over again different classes, like 300 guys at a time, without having to either replace the door or get the consumables. Where you got to put wooden. We were using wooden sticks at the time, which, from my experience, wasn't what it was like to force a door. So the invention I had actually simulated the type of steel door with multiple locks, where they could actually learn how to use the tools and pop the door quicker.
That's brilliant because, you know, the fire department likes to break stuff, don't they? They come to your house and they smell smoke. They got the axe out.
No. As enjoyable as it was all in the line of duty, trying to chase fire and keep it from reigniting or, you know, knocking it down.
I understand, and we appreciate it. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Mike Bishop. Let's talk about music. You were probably in bands early on. You had long hair. You were playing everything, right?
Well, back then, I at the age of 19, actually, we did the Bleecker Street in Manhattan. Let's see, the Bitter End, Folk City, CBGBs, did all the showcases.
Uh-huh.
And then I started another band around 1989. We actually, this time, went into a professional studio, did a three-song demo. One of the songs is the one you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlantic Records called me up, actually, in a firehouse and said, listen, we're going to go with the project. If you guys can go a little more country. And at that point in time, country was going a little more popish.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, timing is everything. And I was on the list for a lieutenant, and I had studied for 3 years. And I was like about 10 names away. I said, thanks, but no thanks. I had 10 years to retire, and I had a wife and two kids. So music at that point wasn't in my cards.
Do you think it was a good decision, looking back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the stuff I invented saved lives.
And you recently auditioned for America's Got Talent. How'd that go?
I went down with my partner from... Actually, the first in line, he was one of the guys that played on that particular song. We ended up going down, spent about 2 hours waiting in line, 45 seconds of playing. We played pretty well. I mean, people liked it,
sure.
And it was for the producers. And we're just waiting now. End of February, I think, is the last audition they have somewhere out west. If it's going to be, it's going to be. Whatever. But I still had fun. It was a good experience.
That's the music business. Wait, hurry up, and then wait some more.
Yeah, exactly.
Your song, First in Line, was that inspired by your work in the fire department at all, or no?
No. It's kind of a love song. But from my wife's perspective, she's thinking, wait a second, all these girls are in line, I'm first, well, who's going to be second? So,
you mean there's a line, Mike?
It wasn't until later that actually I was going through a couple of old records. I had an old Elvis record, and one of the songs on the album was First in Line. If it's good enough for Elvis, it's good enough for me.
You're in good company then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your website? Do you have one?
No, not yet. Actually, I'm on Reverb Nation.
Gotcha.
And it's Mike and Friends.
At Reverb Nation, yeah. You've been doing it a long time. Words of advice, a brief one-liner from Mike Bishop to the young people getting in the business?
Don't give up on your dreams. Never know what happens.
There it is. When it looks bad, keep going.
You got it.
It's Mike Bishop and the song First in Line right now on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Mike, thanks a lot and good luck.
Thank you, Andy.